the engagement letter for auditing services by and between KPM CPAs and advisors in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have the lease for the public defender for 2025, file number 25-016, commission. This is for the District 31 lease. It is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 4th, 2025, approving the lease as to form. It would be setting Taney County's portion for the annual rate of $17,997.72.
For the year.
For the year, that is correct, yes.
Any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the public defender lease by and between Taney County, Christian County, Greene County, and Hope Brothers Enterprises.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. With us this morning, we have our ag specialist, Mr. Jake Heffley.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I didn't realize I scheduled our county conference during your commissioners meeting, which is unfortunate, but that's our big sort of annual winter ag conference for the county, so we have that coming up the 27th of this month. Been able to get a lot of gracious sponsors, and I think we're going to have a pretty good conference this year. Hopefully have a good turnout, have a lot of timely topics for this year, so I included that just so you can see some more information about that on the front page. Also included some flyers just for upcoming events in the county, where the first one is our Master Gardeners Tour, which is going to start here in June, going all across the county and showcasing some of the work that, you know, the Master Gardeners are doing. The next class is a chronic disease self-management program. It's not in Taney County, it's online, but that will be offered by Shelby Yake, who is our community health specialist. She's out of the Ava office but covers Taney County as well. Also included from just a few of our specialists that cover Taney County, just some impact updates, reports of what's been going on. We're just kind of all starting to get in our busy meeting season over the winter. So about to have a lot of stuff going on, I think, for all of us, I can say that. Also threw in, we have a quarterly newsletter, the South Central Ag News, that a few ag specialists cover. South Central Missouri counties contribute to, so I just threw that in there. There's quite a few just small articles. Like I said, that's a quarterly thing that we do. I also threw in there a couple guides, just so you're aware of what I've been up to that I've worked on and got to release since the start of the year. First one is a guide on leasing beef cows, which is a topic that I think is pretty timely. Especially with the price of land, the price of cattle, and aging population, I think that's an option for young producers looking to get into that and older producers to phase out. So we wrote and released a guide on that. And then also inspection requirements for it's basically for producers wanting to sell meat locally just based on what species they're selling and where they're selling it. It's a really difficult thing to navigate, even for me. I think we worked on that guide over a year with the Department of Ag to put it together and have everything correct. So that was a long time coming, but that's finally out. Also a highlight, and if you've seen our parking situation, Biden is going on right now. I don't know how many taxes they've already done, but it's quite a bit. They're over here in Forsyth every Wednesday and in Branson Monday, Tuesday. And I didn't actually know this, but at our annual meeting, Taney County does more by the tax preparations than any other county in the state, which I thought was pretty impressive. So they're going on right now, and will be for quite a while.
Yeah, I've noticed the parking lot's been really full down there every day.
Very full, yes. Yeah, which is good. It's pretty much all Wednesday. I think they go till 2, and it's pretty jam-packed. So they're getting a lot of that done.
So the VITA program, is that set up by the community partnership, or who sets the VITA, actual VITA program up?
I'm not sure exactly how it works. I know it goes through the university. To be honest, I'm not knowledgeable on how that all goes.
Well, I just had been seeing it across the news and stuff throughout Missouri. I mean, so it's not just Taney County thing. It's going on in the Southwest region, or is
it
throughout the state?
As I understand it, statewide, not every county has it. We do it. I know Stone County does it. Not every county, though, does it. I'm really not knowledgeable.
It seems to be a big hit everywhere that they're doing it.
It's a very big hit, and I wish I could remember the number off the top of my head, how many they did in Taney County last year. Cause
I want to say it was 1,500. I remember it was an extreme amount.
Yeah, and to hear that the most got done in Taney County, I was pretty proud of this. Not the biggest county, so that's going. It'll be going strong for quite a while. So.
Good.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't have anything for you, Jake. You guys?
I don't. Yeah, I'm just sorry we won't be able to make it.
No,
so.
No worries. Next time, I'll try to look at when that conference is.
It's usually a pretty good dinner, too.
Yeah.
It is. Pretty pot roast dinner. That's my selling point on that.
I saw it come out, and I was like, oh, it's conflicting dates.
It is. Yeah, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He does food service for 4-5 High School.
Tim Russell.
Tim Russell. He does our meal, and it is. It was my first year last year, obviously my first year being on the extension. It was surprising. It was really good.
The CCAM changed it every year. It used to be this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They changed it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, now it's going to be the last week of
February.
Okay. I'll try to keep that in mind. This was actually the only day, because almost every county has one of these meetings. And, I cover 9 counties, so I try to be at a lot of those. So January, there's a few, but February, March, just immediately,
Filled up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jake, thank you so much for the
update.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to go back to the auditor here for the monthly budget report. With us again, we have David Clark, Taney County Auditor.
For the month of January, we started the year off with, as the entire funds for the county, of $71,346,435. At the end of January, we had funds of $72,377,608. GCR, General County Fund, ended at a balance of $23,166,379. Road and Bridge CART Fund ended at a balance of $3,068,562. And the Road and Bridge Trust Fund ended at $15,797,450. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund ended at $6,769,058. The Sewer Fund ended at $16,682,712. And those are going to be the main the sales tax collection funds.
Okay.
Any questions?
I have nothing, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right. Next on our agenda, we have court orders, abatements, and add-on reports. With us this morning from the Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Last week, we'll start with our personal property paid abatements. Last week, we had abatement number 300936 that we had questions on. We did receive an email with the request that the commission had for more information on that, if everyone had a chance to review that.
Yes.
that email?
We would have received it, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday, Wednesday of last week.
Comparison to the other vehicle, the exact same one, and there was evidence that it was actually as presented.
I remember seeing that, but I'm okay. Hold on, let me find it.
Like I said, I don't have my work phone with me. I apologize for the email.
Yeah. We label this Exhibit A?
Let's do it.
Or do you just want to... There's one on that one. How many on the next one?
There's one on the next one as well.
Okay. And then the final is the add-on report?
Correct.
So is your recommendation to approve?
My recommendation at this point is to approve, yes. Abatement number 300936.
Move to approve abatement numbers 300936.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the real estate paid abatements. Reason for this is a clerical error.
Move to approve abatement number 214060.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for January 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a roundtable upstairs at 9:30 for a GIS mapping roundtable. I have 9:35 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.